This recording, Nova Scotia 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the ear, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Glace Bay is like a small town where everybody knows everybody, and if you walk down the street, you're sure to know. And if you don't know someone, you know someone who knows them. And well, there was the coal mines, but now with DEVCO phasing them out, there's not too much. Pretty much everybody seems to be moving away. At one point, back in the 1900s, when the coal mines were booming, Glace Bay was the largest town in Canada and the busiest, and that's where all the industry was taking place. I was listening to the radio, and it kind of made me cry because there was, with the coal miners being laid off, some of their wives don't work, and there was one woman on the radio saying that she didn't have food to feed her baby, and she was calling up wanting someone to help them out, and they're talking about putting a call center in Sydney, so that may provide some jobs, but they're only low-paying jobs. Some of these coal miners made really good money. They'd get bonuses for going underground plus all the overtime. When we were in grade 11, our English teacher, one of the first couple of days of class, he put the sentence, "Did you eat yet?" up on the board, and the first few people were reading it off the board, and when you read something, you read the words you see. But as it went around, people were remembering it, so it went, "Jeet yet?" Everybody started going, "Jeet yet? Jeet yet?" There's no G at the end of this. What's going on? What's going? It's not. What you doing? There's no G at the end of bye. That's a popular. What's going on, bye? That's what they, you're from the bay, bye, or you're from the pier, dear. My grandmother was talking last night. She said that nobody called a kettle. It was always the kittle because they go up to her grandparents, and that's what they all called it. So for years, she never ever knew the word kettle. It was always a kittle. Gay partners love to party. Yeah. Basically, there's a bunch of people who get around and around the kitchen and play music. Or if you go to someone in Cape Breton's house, more than likely you're going to be sitting around the kitchen drinking tea and having sweets. Or even if it's a party, it's all going to end up in the kitchen. That's where everything ends up. You sit around, play cards and everything. The living room will just sit there with nobody in it.